This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Join me unleashed.
Joy 94.9, the Asian Public Service, with James, Kane, and Mitch. Here's Kane Lee with the Asian Pop News Update.
Hi, Kane Lee here with the Asian Pop News on the Asian Pop Experiment. Solo has just released his 9th album, Good Show, and his new online mini film series, Heartbeat Love, has begun its broadcast from April 12th. Rainey Young, his co-star in Hi My Sweetheart, is the female lead in the music Love Story. The plot follows Sho and Rainey as two strangers who end up sharing a hotel room during their trip to Australia thanks to a prank by Sho's friends, and a mix-up of Sho's luggage results in Rainey mistaking him for being gay. And in one scene, she takes off her towel in front of him to put lotion on her back. Rainey gave up her first on-screen nude shot from the back to this production and mentioned afterwards that the filming of that scene was even more awkward than kissing scenes. Sho promised to make it up to her by appearing as her guest in many of her future concerts. The spark they show on screen when working together was again ignited when filming a bed scene in which they ruffle their hair and clothes and pull faces at the camera, going for a comedic effect rather than the conventional romantic bed scenes.
Recently, model singer Tsuchiya Anna revealed through her official blog that she'd hurt her hand, which led to rumors of her husband, Kikuchi Yamato's domestic violence. Kikuchi was previously arrested for acting violently in a karaoke establishment. Tsuchiya denied these rumors, saying, "We're in love. I cut my hand with a plate, so I'm fine. It doesn't hurt at all." On April 17th, she attended the Starbucks Coffee Japan's event. The coffee chain held this event to commemorate the launch of their new product. They introduced this product with a fashion show featuring models wearing outfits that fit the image of Frappuccinos.
And finally, in Asian pop news this week, Oz2One charity concert is underway with pre-sale tickets available for those who have been following Oz2One closely over the years. The two concerts in both Melbourne and Sydney will give attendees the chance to catch Vijay Izak of Korean television and radio network Ararang, amazing pop duo Az1, plus up-and-coming Mickey Grand. A highlight of the performance will be Noree, ex-member of Nia, performing live, Chesu Jin, subunit of One Way, and our favourite ex-member of UKIS, Alexander, his first time here in Australia. For the Melbourne event, simply head to Ticketmaster and use the password OzKRPS. More details on the charity concert to support KRPS are on our Asian Pop Experiment Facebook page now. That's the Asian Pop News Update for another week. More at 7 p.m. with myself, Kane and Mitch next Thursday.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.